This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli claims improvement in country's economy following the formation of a new government under his leadership. Upper House of the Federal Parliament, National Assembly, endorses transitional justice-related bill without any revision. And Russian President Vladimir Putin claims Ukraine tried to attack Kursk nuclear plant. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says the constitution can be amended based on the experience of its implementation so far and as per people's aspirations and needs of the nation. Responding to queries of members of parliament in the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, Prime Minister Oli mentioned that positive signs have started to appear in the economy within a short period of the formation of the government. Stating that there has been a significant improvement in the capital market, the Prime Minister said there is enthusiasm in the private sector along with morale for investing. He said that the policy of zero tolerance towards corruption is a commitment to complete the task of controlling corruption by adopting the legal process of control and prevention. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli clarified that the errors of Nepal Electricity Authority NEA's dedicated feeders and trunk line power supply will be collected without any leftovers. Prime Minister Oli, however, said the errors would be collected not by closing the industries but by operating them. He also made it clear that there is no difference between the government and the NEA leadership and refuted the social media publicity that portrays a false impression of the NEA. Visiting Vice Chair of China International Development Cooperation Agency Yang Weigun paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli yesterday. During the meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence Balwatar, Prime Minister Oli was appraised of the discussion and agreement the Chinese leader made with the Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil earlier. At the program held in the Finance Ministry, four separate letters of cooperation were signed regarding the construction works at various places across the country. In the meantime, the government has requested the government of China to convert the loan taken during the construction of Pokhara Regional International Airport into a grant. The Ministry of Finance sent a communique to the Chinese side making such a request. Chief of International Financial Aid Coordination Division under the Ministry of Finance, Dhaniram Sharma, handed over the letter to the visiting vice chair of China International Development Cooperation Agency, Yang Weigun, at a program held at the Ministry of Finance yesterday. Finance Secretary Ram Prasad Ghimire, Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Chen Song, and other dignitaries were present on the occasion. The National Assembly has endorsed the bill related to the transitional justice without any revision. Yesterday's meeting of the National Assembly passed the bill related to the investigation of enforced disappeared persons, Truth and Reconciliation Commission, Third Amendment, unanimously. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia, along with the message of the House of Representatives, presented the proposal to the Upper House of the Federal Parliament by seeking the passage of the bill. After the approval of the bill, the National Assembly returned the bill to the House of Representatives. Likewise, the National Assembly has approved the Nepal Bar Council's Second Amendment Bill 2024. The Upper House of the Federal Parliament unanimously endorsed the proposal presented by Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia seeking consideration on the bill. National Assembly Chairman Narayan Prasad Dahal informed that lawmakers that they can register their amendment proposals on the bill, if any, at the bill section of the Assembly. The government has formed a task force to identify and troubleshoot the issues on forest, environment and land acquisition witnessed while developing the projects under the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation. A meeting attended by Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadka, Minister for Forest and Environment, Ayn Bahadur Sai, State Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Purna Bahadur Tamang, State Minister for Forest and Environment, Rupa Biswakarma, Secretaries and Joint Secretaries of both the ministries formed a 7-member task force to carry out the assignment. Secretary at the Water and Energy Commission Secretariat, Suresh Acharya, will lead the task force. The task force is assigned to submit the report within 24, 25 days with a recommendation to address issues relating to policy and legal procedure. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba returned home, concluding the 5-day official visit to India. During her visit to India, the Foreign Affairs Minister paid a courtesy call on Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, her Indian counterpart S. Jayashankar, the Foreign Affairs Department Chief of Bharatiya Janata Party Dr. Vijay Chauthaiwale, and other high dignitaries. Upon her arrival at the Tribhuvan International Airport last evening, Minister Dr. Deoba said her visit was instrumental in heightening Nepal-India bilateral relations and mutual interest. The foreign minister also claimed that the visit played a vital role in promoting coordination and collaboration between the two nations through bilateral mechanisms. The floods caused by the incessant rainfall have inundated nearly 1,500 households in Kailali district. Information officer at the district administration office in Kailali, Shivaraj Joshi, said the floods have affected 4,500 people living in Gauri Ganga municipality, Kailari Rural Municipality and Bhajani Municipality in Kailali District. The information officer added that some of the affected families are taking shelter at local community buildings. The security forces have been deployed for the rescue and relief efforts. The government has decided to allow the use of social networking site TikTok with conditions. According to the Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Prithivi Subbagurung, a meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday decided on the same. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has prepared a proposal following the directive of the Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to treat all social networking sites on equal footing and prepare needed laws. The government had imposed a ban on TikTok in November 2023, stating that social ills were fueled through the uses of TikTok. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has asserted that the incumbent government was formed to achieve political stability, sustainable development, economic prosperity and promotion of good governance. Talking briefly to media persons at Janakpur Airport, he mentioned that laws reforming the organizational structure of the Nepal Police would be issued soon. He said the Nepal Police Act had been revised and the Finance Ministry had been asked for the management of budget for the same. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. The second largest diamond ever found, a rough 2,492-carat stone, has been unearthed at a mine in Botswana. It is the biggest find since the 3,106-carat Cullinan diamond found in South Africa in 1905. Botswana is one of the world's biggest producers of diamonds, accounting for about 20% of global production. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused Ukraine of trying to attack the Kursk nuclear power station around 50 kilometers from the fighting in the Russian border region. He did not present any evidence for his claims or provide further details on the alleged attack. There were no previous reports on an attempted strike on the facility in Russian media, which has been in focus since Ukraine launched a major cross-border offensive into Kursk region on August 6. Kiev and Moscow have traded accusations of threatening the nuclear safety throughout the 2.5-year conflict. After Ukraine launched its armed incursion into the Kursk region, the IAEA urged both Russia and Ukraine to exercise maximum restraint to avoid a nuclear accident with the potential for serious radiological consequences. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and at a few places in the rest of the provinces, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi and Bagmati province today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli claims improvement in the country's economy following the formation of a new government under his leadership. Upper House of the Federal Parliament National Assembly endorses transitional justice-related bill without any revision. And Russian President Vladimir Putin claims Ukraine tried to attack Kursk nuclear plant. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.